Barry Today welcomes letters to the editor at raymond@barrytoday.com. Please include your full name, daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. The following letter is in response to, no mo may? Yeah, maybe not in Ontario, says Grass Expert, published April 29. I don't believe that Sarah Stricker has any sort of agenda other than lawn care. She sounds like she knows what she is talking about. Every garden I see, the amount of labor is apparent. What is also apparent is that converting entire lawns into gardens is not realistic for everyone, and this is okay. There are gardens and lawns in my neighborhood at an approximate ratio of 3 lawns to every front yard garden. I noticed, because I am one of these gardeners. I have been working on my front yard project since 2006, when I removed the sad, struggling grass. My fellow gardeners and I like to flatter one another and soak up praise from those who pass by and notice our work. A few lawn owners have expressed interest in converting their lawns into gardens, and we all offer advice and spare perennials. However, we will not do the work for you. We're busy. Anyone looking to make the leap from boring lawn to something that looks like it takes care of itself should expect to sacrifice time, energy and money. You will be sore, and a garden of a certain size in the early stages will be more demanding. It helps if you truly love what you are doing. And if you are just not into this activity? You should not feel pressured to rip out your lawn to attain some sort of eco-warrior status. I'm serious. Don't do this if you cannot commit. A lawn is a lawn, whether it is pampered or neglected. You mow it once a week and get on with your life. A garden is something that may require more inspection, maybe every day. If you prefer to go fishing after work, do that instead. Gardens do not and should not convey any moral status and, hopefully, both gardeners and lawn care fanatics do not and should not think they are better than anyone else just because of what they grow at the front of their home. If Roseanne wants to see a shift from lawns to gardens, she should begin by accepting that not everyone will be on board. We can have biodiversity, as well as a diversity of front yards. Good ideas win organically, without agendas. Look closely at your neighbor's front yards and you will surely see a few large gardens with islands of gorgeous green grass, something both Sarah and Roseanne may appreciate. Daisy Oliveros, Barry.